This is 91.1 WEDM, and you're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast. 91.1 WEDM, welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. I am Jameson, and this week I am with, you know,
Chase Turner, you dig.
Chase, how you doing today?
I'm straight, I'm cool.
All right, my first question for you is, what's your position in baseball?
I'm a pitcher, and I play third sometimes.
Are you good? Like, you don't got a lot. You could be realistic.
Nah, I suck. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm.
So, out of both your positions, which one is your favorite?
Pitcher.
Cool, cool, cool. How do you prepare for a game?
I'll throw warm up with the team, and then I'll go off by myself and the catcher, and we'll throw on the mound, throw all my pitches, you did, get them warmed up, and then I'll do some band work to get my arm warmed up a little bit more, and then I'll stretch a little bit more. That's pretty much it.
Cool, cool. What do you like most about baseball?
I like how complicated it is, and you never know what's going to happen. Like, the ball could be hit anywhere, and hard sometimes. It could be hit soft. Really just don't know what's going to happen.
All right, now, I know your team is going through some struggles, but what's the difference between this season and last season?
We don't have as many pitchers as we did last season, and we're not as aggressive at the plate this season. So,
What are some things you think y'all team can do to help fix that?
Just practice hitting a little bit more, hit off the tee more, and attack the pitch more, like attack the fastball, first pitch strike.
So now, what are like your three favorite moments from this season, or it could even be from past seasons?
Past seasons and this season? Probably our first game this year when I threw a 4-inning shutout against Pike. And then
hold up. You gotta explain that for the people who don't know what baseball is.
A 4-inning shutout is pretty much they ain't score for the first 4 innings. And when I was pitching, I had like 11 strikeouts in 4 innings. But that's good because like in 4 innings you can only get 12 out. So 11 of those I struck them out.
Oh, see, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And they ain't score all 4 of those any. And then number 2, probably my home run last year against North Central. And then my number 3 probably be my 7-inning shutout against Ben Davis this year, which means they ain't scored all the whole game.
Oh, so you sounded kind of official, you know. Oh, no, I might have to talk to somebody. Yes, you might just be, you know, capping on this mic. But
I swear to God I'm not.
But. So what were some of your goals coming into this season?
I really want to improve on last year, really, and get better at pitching, get some more pitches, stuff like that.
Do you feel like you come in, as like the season is winding down, you feel like you're coming closer to those goals?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple more pitches in my arsenal, and then I've developed a little bit more of a fastball, so yeah.
So what you're saying is like the fastball necessarily is something that you want to be able to have in your bag ready to go when you go to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, you do plan on playing baseball at the next level?
Yeah.
Is it like a dream school you got in mind?
Not right now. I mean, LSU would be cool, but.
You sounding official. But thank you for sitting down with me this week. You were listening to Inside
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to this installment of Inside the Huddle. I'm Colin Echols, and I'm sitting down with a member from the Warren Central baseball team, Patrick the Freight Train Young. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, you know, baseball season coming to a close. About to start sectional play. How's it going? Like, how do you feel that the season has gone so far for you personally and as a team?
For me personally, it's been going pretty well. A few errors along the way, but
as always, there's always a few errors for everybody.
True. The team has been doing okay. We've been improving every game, seen improvement, and I think we could do something, maybe.
Definitely. I mean, if you want to be real, obviously, team started out kind of a downhill. Right. It was a little bit of a bump in the road, but they've come back and they've had some big wins here and there. North Central, first round of County Beach Grove, almost beat Perry in the second round. Should have beat Perry in the second round. You know, they've just had some big wins along the way. And like you said, that's from the improvement that they've shown. What do you think are some of the areas that they've been able to improve in order to get those victories versus the beginning of the season where, you know, they weren't beating teams?
the pitchers have been pitching more strikes, and along the way, there's been less errors, and I feel like we'll be able to hit the ball more.
Right, and I talked to head coach, Coach Emmett Carney, earlier this year. I was able to sit down with him for an interview, and he said that, you know, one of the team's biggest problem is, you know, catching, throwing the ball. It's a very key part. Sometimes he said you guys get a little too rushed in that. Yes. Is that what is leading to most of your guys' errors, or is it a lot of mental mistakes?
Mental mistakes and the catching and throwing.
Right.
As Carney said.
What would you say would be more out of those two? Or are they pretty equal?
Pretty equal, but probably more mental and getting your head in the game and focusing.
Right. And obviously, you know, the weeks are busy when there's games. What was it? 2 or 3 weeks ago, you guys had, you know, 5 games in 1 week.
Yeah.
Every day but Thursday and Sunday.
It was tough.
Yeah, that's a long week, and that means you guys don't get, you know, a lot of practice time. Not a lot of practice time. And even when there is, you know, you got to deal with rain. If it's not raining, it's hard to get in the gym. Stuff like that. You know, what did you guys do through the off season to prepare yourself so that when you got into the season, you know, and there wasn't that much practice time, what did you do in the off season to get ready to make up for those missed practices?
We had repetitions, getting our swings down, our arms conditioned, and our legs conditioned so we can handle those long, hard, tough weeks.
What was something that you personally, because you know everyone, you know, you do stuff as a team and you work on stuff personally. What was something that you personally worked on during the offseason to make yourself better?
I personally worked on bunting and a little bit of base running because I'm not the fastest by any stretch. So I got to have all the advantages.
Hey, but I've seen you out on the base paths a couple times recently. You're moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
Bust your butt over to second base a couple times.
That's
still some bases. Just a couple. But, yeah, I mean, how compared to what you thought the season was going to be, obviously it's been a rough year, so I'm going to ask a question anyways. How do you think the season has gone compared to what you thought it would be?
It's gone better than I
really
think.
Really? Because it hasn't, in all honesty, it hasn't been the best season.
No, it has not.
Why do you feel like it's gone better than you thought it would?
Because it hasn't rained, and we don't play well in the cold, and fortunately there hasn't been any of that, so I think we've...
True. Yeah, it has been a very good year for baseball. Not a lot of rainouts at all.
Yeah.
You know, last year, start off, you know, you guys opened up against Tech and full-on blizzard, but you know, that's beside the point.
It was snowing.
Yeah, snow, blizzard, ice, all of the above. It was cold. You know, you guys have had, like we said, some big wins. And last year, you almost pulled off the upset. I'm talking about almost came down to the last inning against Cathedral, who ended up being the runner-up in the state tournament. Right? Does that, obviously, I'm assuming it puts more motivation for this year. What feeling do you guys have going into sectionals, knowing that, you know, you didn't draw Cathedral first round, but knowing that you could have the potential to see Cathedral in the second, maybe third round?
It feels good, but first we got to take it game by game, and the first game is against Ellen, so got to play that game hard and tough.
Ellen is a very good team. Ellen is a very good team. They have some dogs on that team for sure. So, you know, pregame, walking through it, do you specifically, like on your own, have a pregame ritual that you do to get ready?
No, I don't have any pregame.
You don't eat anything specific?
I mean, sunflower seeds is a must-have.
True. Must-have. Before the game?
A little before the game. Maybe a little bit Gatorade in your system.
Yeah.
With electrolytes.
That's it?
Yeah.
So, you go out. What is the, what's the team warm-up like during that pregame?
First,
like what do you guys do?
So we start off by running, and then we go to stretching, get our legs ready, and then we go into throwing, get our arms loose for the game, and then we go through infield and outfield, and we make it crispy.
Right. Say crispy. You know, most people, baseball is kind of a hard sport to understand. You said you guys do infield and outfield work during the pregame. What types of stuff do you do when you're doing that infield and outfield work?
We do infield outfield work. Outfield hits their cutoff, which is usually the shortstop, and those the second, and then we do cutoff to third, and we do cutoff to four, with our home. Whereas third is the cutoff for left,
right?
First cutoff for right and center.
So you know you do that, and you get ready to go. Are there any nerves for you when you're getting ready to go into the game? Because I know, like, some of the teams you guys face, watching some of those games, there's some solid big dudes on that team. I know when you guys played Shelbyville on Monday, that dude was 6'7", over 300 pounds, freshman. Carmel last night, 6'8", 325 Stoy. Freshman. Stoy. And it's not fat either. Them dudes are, I mean, they're built.
Skinny.
What is the... what's the thought going into those games, seeing some of those opponents that, you know, have the potential to move on to the next level that you're already playing?
Well, I think just put pressure on them. Make them make the plays.
Right. Yeah. And is that the kind of the motto of the team, just play as hard as you can until they make a mistake?
Yes.
Cool. One last question. Everyone listens to music before the game. What music is going through your head, through the headphones? Get you all hyped up and ready for the game.
A little bit of Drake. Sometimes
Drake is always good
when I'm feeling in that mood. Got to go to the gameplay. The gameplay. Game day. Boys. Playlist. There's some Lil Yachty in there.
True. There's Lil Yachty. Lil Boat.
Childish Gambino.
A little bit of everything. Cool. So. That's all I got for you. Good luck on the rest of the season. Hope you guys make a little bit of noise in sectionals. It'll be very, very competitive games. Next game, I believe the day we're recording this is Wednesday, so you guys have a game away at Carmel tonight. But next week, next Tuesday, which that date specifically is May the 21st, is senior night here at Warren Central. Against Franklin Central. So if you guys are listening to this podcast, make sure you come out and support the Warren Central baseball team. They'll be looking to cap off the season with a win there. And like I said, wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the season. Make sure you stay tuned in because we do have a couple more interviews coming up here in just a few moments on Inside the Huddle Podcast here on 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. And for this week's Inside the Huddle topic, we have the baseball team here. I'm sitting down with two co-hosts this time.
It ain't.
It's all.
And we're interviewing some guys from the baseball team. Introduce yourself.
My name's Christian Andronico.
All right, so tell us how the seasons have been so far.
It's been pretty rough. We've been had a couple errors, small things. I'm just trying to turn around.
So how do you guys balance that out?
We balance it out by hitting and doing all the simple things and doing right.
So tell us, like, what the team chemistry is like. What do you guys do for, like, team bonding?
Oh, one of our players has a bonfire. We go over his house sometimes, and we try to go out, go paintballing, and just have a good time.
As a team?
As a team.
So do you think this affects how you guys work together on the field?
Yes, it does, because sometimes we work together better when we actually talk to each other and not communicate.
So this season, I see you guys are struggling. What do you guys think you guys can do to turn this around going into sectionals?
Just going into practice hard every day, coming out with a positive mindset, and practice how we play.
Speaking on sectionals, going into sectionals, you guys are the underdogs. Are you guys going to go in with the underdog mentality with the chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, because last year we lost 4-3 on a walk-off. We're going to try to come harder.
And who do you guys go against in sectionals?
First round, we go against Ellen, Lawrence North.
The Wildcats.
So, how much of a competition do you think Ellen is for you guys?
Ellen's a huge competition since first couple games of the season. They beat us pretty bad coming back for it.
How bad are we talking about?
Very bad. Don't worry about all that.
So, how are you guys going to prepare for Ellen in this coming game?
We're going to prepare just like we did last year, coming with the positive mindset and just keep going hard at practice and get in the right mindset.
So, as a game day arrives, how do you guys prepare yourself throughout the day with eating, hydrating? Just take us, like, from when you wake up to when you lace up your cleats.
Waking up, it always starts the night before. Yeah, if you get a nice sleep, decent dinner.
Yeah, definitely.
Wake up the next morning.
Some shrimp Alfredo.
Okay. Come up the next morning, have a nice warm breakfast.
Like waffles, or like waffles, French toast,
cereal.
Yeah, that is warm.
Frosted Flakes. Then you go about the day, drink plenty of water, stay hydrated. Have a nice lunch. After school is around 2:45, 3:00. Get a nice little snack in, and then go into the game prepared.
So you guys are both juniors. So what do you think the team's going to be like next year? Even win or lose in sectionals, how do you think the bounce back's going to be for next year?
I feel a bounce back's going to be a little bit tough. We're losing a lot of seniors, and our outfield's going to be all gone. We're going to bring in another catcher. So, I mean, I feel like if we keep working hard, we'll end up getting back to where we were. We'll fight back harder.
So, like, do you guys get, like, pregame butterflies when you're at the plate?
Not at all.
Pitcher's throwing a nice little curveball.
Me personally, no.
It goes to the head. I'm about to
just make contact, get on base.
Center field.
Base hit. Base hits win games.
Oh, you're not trying to go to the crib?
Nope. Base hit wins games.
Man, you know what the saying is, go big or go home.
Base hit wins games.
So next season, do you guys think that you're going to be better?
So what are some corrections you guys want to make in your play style, playing games, going in, playing Ellen for sectionals?
We want to come to the plate more aggressive, take your time with the pitches, and then slow up on the errors on the field. We've been having a lot of those lately.
What errors are we looking at?
Fielding errors, ground balls, pop flies, and communication.
So when you guys play Ellen, what do you guys want the outcome to be? I know you guys want to win, but, like, what do you, like, do you want to, like, blow them out how they was blowing you out, or?
I mean, I feel like the score, we would want to blow them out because they've been blowing us out, and we haven't really won a sectional game in the past year, so I'm going the score should be, like, 9-0 is what we're hoping for.
So I want to know, out of all the games, win or loss, what was the best game competitive-wise?
Definitely Perry Meridian. We came back from a 7-0 deficit, came back and lost the game 10-9 in two innings.
So the real question everybody wants to know, who's in the headphones before a game?
For sure, the baby.
You got to slow it down, play some Jacquees.
Jacquees?
Your piece.
Maybe even a little bit of Herb.
Alrighty.
Okay, so who is going to be your guys' key factor for this Ellen game? Who's pitching? Who's starting pitching?
Definitely Hunter Shanklin. He gets us out of the first round. We got a strong Chase Turner coming to the mound second game against most likely Cathedral.
Alrighty. Well, nice catching up with you guys. That does it here at the station from 91.1 WEDM. Say goodbye to our audience.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of our podcast, Inside the Huddle. You can find more episodes on iTunes or on our website, WEDMFM.com.